stop getting fucked up. What did I have in my cup? I don't know where I woke up. I keep on pressing my love. I don't know where I woke up.
Bitch, get it together, bitch. You don't know who you went home and we went home with again. Was he a friend? Friend of a friend? Was he a four or was he a ten?
I know
my mama wouldn't like it if she knew about all my rendezvous and all my whereabouts.
I keep on
piling on bodies, on bodies, on bodies. Yeah, you getting sloppy, girl. Gotta stop getting fucked up. What did I have in my cup? I don't know where I woke up. I keep on pressing my love. I don't know where I woke up.
Let me rewind. I was with my girl, started getting lit. Then I left my click. I was in my bag, acting up. Don't remember what was in my cup, but I remember I was flying high. I was flying high, I was flying high. I was seeing things like a sci-fi. Bitch, get it together, bitch. You don't know who you went home with, who you went home with again. I keep on piling on bodies, on bodies, on bodies. Yeah, you get it, stop it, girl. Gotta stop getting fucked up. What did I have in my cup? I don't know where I woke up. I keep on pressing my love. I don't know where I woke up. Gotta stop getting fucked up. What did I have in my cup?
Welcome back to Vibrate Higher. Now, I want to apologize for the delay. We were supposed to air yesterday. Blog Talk Radio was having a little bit of technical issues. Again, we do apologize. We are here today with the same discussion topic, soul ties. I'm Queen Rich, joined by my lovely shit-talking co-host, Lissa Renee. How has the day been for you so far?
Hello, beautiful people. And, you know, I thank you for addressing that because yesterday I was really losing my mind. I know we were both calling in this at the same time, like, hey, we got to show what's going on. You know, we were both asking each other the same thing. So I'm glad to be able to come back today and start fresh. And, you know, I'm in a good mood. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I had a good day at work. You know, got them toes. You know, I was really, you know, we was pissed yesterday, so we're trying to come in, you know, on a lighter, breathable tone. We want to get that energy off of us before we start the topic. Okay, so topic of discussion, soul ties. And I'm going to give a definition because I'm not sure if many of you know, but the definition of a soul tie is an intense spiritual connection between two people that results in a mutual learning experience. All right, so I want to get into this because sometimes I feel like I get on the podcast and discuss a lot of things as though everything is flowers and candy, and really a lot of shit is confusing out here. When you don't understand life on a deeper level than physical, you can get caught up and tangled up with the wrong souls, and shit can get real fucking ugly. I feel like it's the intent and the heart of a person that will depict that, you know, that spirit, that journey. You know, I know it's a stretch, but I feel like them toxic relationships be the ones that make you question yourself, like, shit, am I dumb? Shit, you know, why can't I leave? It's soul ties. But do you want to jump in on this right here?
So, like you said, first tie, soul ties. I like to just call it a spiritual link because sometimes, you know, people, they don't really understand it and they automatically think it's a bad thing. Soul ties is not necessarily a bad thing, but someone said soul ties aren't biblical. So I wanted to say, hell, the Bible isn't even biblical. It's stolen from the Anarchy, and so They went on to state soul ties are a belief that is mystical, you know, that one is mystically tied together. For those that don't know, again, it is a spiritual link, but I would say between two souls. But as we know, a lot of shit can be one-sided. And I always want to correct the Christians that don't know the Bible. So biblically speaking, a soul tie occurs after sleeping with a prostitute. And that's in the Bible, not my words. And it says, or do you know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one with her? For it is written, the two will become one flesh. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And then it goes on, but I probably should have started from the beginning, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So not only does that prove that soul ties are beyond real in some belief that people think, in those same words, it tells you what marriage was. But to answer your question for me, as far as soul ties, I really don't, they are real, but I really don't get myself tied up with it. And like you said, they are intended to give you that learning experience. And again, a lot of people don't understand that because we're blinded by appearances or feeling how we feel in that moment, never wanting to, you know, never wanting that feeling to leave us, knowing the motherfucker ain't no type of good for us. So I feel like we as people, we know this, we feel this, but at the end of the day, we're attracted to the demons because they play well with ours. And so I'll tell you why I said all that a little later. Just know, like, for me, Alicia Keys, she said it best. In those, because when you're dealing with the soul tie, you're going to be burned. You're going to be hurt. You're going to, and when I say burned, I don't mean like no STDs. I'm just meaning hurt. Let me clear that up. And so in her song, she said, yes, I was burned, but I call it a lesson learned. And so in life, things happen, but without pain, how would you know or how would you have the ability to grow? So, as far as soul ties, you just got to be, you know, careful. Like, but I wanted to see with you, like, has there ever been an experience to where you was just like, you know, fuck this, like, even with the souls being tied, you just like, this is not it for me anymore?
Yes, I'm glad you spoke on that, because I like to depict, like, decipher the Bible, and I'm glad you brought that up, because about the prostitute thing, my ex was a whole fucking prostitute, dope head, all types of shit. And I literally was soul tied to the bitch. And that was the toughest shit to, I'm still traumatized, honestly. And it took me to lose every fucking thing down to one of my children. Do you understand me? For me to really break free and wake the fuck up and cut everything off from the bitch. Like, it was just, it was that intense. And I knew when I was going through the situation, I knew that I shouldn't have been. I knew better, and I knew I should have been, got away, all that type of shit. But you just, when you're in those type of situations, you want shit to get better. Like you said, you love a certain feeling maybe that person brings to you or whatnot. But when I got to that fuck that point, that shit was done with, man. I'm telling you, that's why I feel like it's important to know that these ties can be broken. I'm glad you brought that up, because that shit is not forever if you don't want it to be. All that for life or death row, as people say nowadays, that type of shit is draining when you know that the intent of the person is not right for you, or, you know, yeah, the heart is not pure. You can tell, you know those type of people. Those are some of the nastiest, ugliest types of people you can ever come across. From the attitude, I'm not talking about physical attraction. I'm talking about attitude, thought process, the way they speak of themselves, other people, all of that shit, you know what I mean, ties in to what really woke me the fuck up from that experience. I'm telling you, man, I couldn't go too far into detail with this whole situation, but that shit was terrible. But I wanted to ask you.
I got a question.
You know.
And I was going to say that I got a question.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, it was just
the
lines of that. So, you know, with you two being tied up so like that, I'm not going to say nothing, but I feel like I know who you're talking about because the spirit just popped up in me. But with that, I wanted to see, like, because I feel like when people get with each other, they know of each other or they know one another. Did you know of this person or about this person before the souls became tied, or was it just one of those things to where it was just so compelling that everything else didn't matter?
It was a fucking lust thing to me, for me. And that, and no, I didn't know all that shit was going on. I mean, what the fuck? Why would I? But I'm going to tell you, once I found out, I did not leave. But at the same time, I feel like that's why I had to go through a lot of shit. I took myself through a lot of shit for no reason. Like I said before, I knew better. But, I mean, shit. Girl, thinking about it is fucking draining.
So,
I don't
necessarily.
It's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't necessarily speak on, you know, the situation. Like I said before, I'm still traumatized. You can't, I mean, I don't know what, you know, I need to be doing to shake that, or, you know what I'm saying? I need to do an egg motherfucking cleanse, something. But I'm still traumatized from even hearing the bitch name. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, that soul connection was the most toxic thing I will ever go through, because I know better now. And I'm with who I want to be with. Shit, it's nothing like the same. Once you find, or you do get somebody that truly, genuinely loves you, fucks with you, believes in you, all that type of shit, that shit starts to fade away. But it does take time.
Yeah, I could tell, like, in your pause and in your voice, like, the energy of that person just is just like a bad taste in your mouth, and you're not fucking with it. And that's what I was going to tell you, like, if it's too touchy, like, never want to, like, you know, trigger you or anything like that. But it sounds like that was just the...
It was. I've never... Prison wasn't even worse than that. I don't know. Man.
Oh, damn.
That shit is degrading. And... I'm literally telling you, man, I do time in prison before I do some shit like that again. Like, never again, because I know better. And that I feel like was my learning experience of how I, you know, should hold myself to a standard where all of the shit that person was doing, that type of person, period, is not nothing that can fuck with me now. You know what I mean? I was vibrating low then. And now it's just like, shit, I can't even believe I even put up with some of the shit I went through.
Sounds like a fucked up situation, but, you know, even I know that just off of that alone, you grew into the beautiful person that you've always wanted to be. And so I feel like we do go through things in life like that to kind of wake us up a little bit, because like you stated, it was the lust that you were after. It wasn't really even that person's soul. So it kind of sounded like one of those accidentally on purpose type things, and you just so happened to be caught up in the crossfire, maybe needing to pay some karmic debt. And I swear, like, when you are repaying karmic debt, it is way worse than the debt that, you know, the karma that you issued out. And so
thank you.
Yeah, that just sounds like a whole lot of bullshit, and I do, you know, apologize that you even had to go through something like that. And, you know, it got me to thinking, because you did, you know, when you said earlier, you know, those situations that have you sticking around, questioning yourself and shit like that. And so, you know, I did say earlier, I don't really look at things on a worst to best Richter scale, because there's always a blessing in the lesson, but I'd be fucked up about it at that time. But I want everyone to be aware, like, every pleasure in life comes with a price tag. I don't give a fuck what you're doing, how you're doing it. Everything in life costs. Your energy costs. And so, like you
true
said,
courtesy.
When you found out, you still stayed. And so it was like, for me, never really just been in no, I mean, I've been in some bullshit. But, again, I don't want to label it as the worst because, shit, something else might happen. It could be worse than that. And so I was with a motherfucker after he, you know, slit my throat and some more shit. And I know you're thinking, oh, wow, that's crazy. But I speak a lot on evidently doing things on purpose. Because it was deeper than our souls being tied. We were bonded, and we're still bonded to this day. And I only wrote about this shit, so when I say this, I'm going to be completely honest. It's a little kind of out there, but I'm going to take y'all back to 2014. So I'm in love. I'm head over heels. You know, we making wedding plans within the first 3 months of the relationship because we dated before, right? So back then, you know, I was into sexual heavy, said that like that was a drug, but that's what really held us together. So fast forward, everything going good, and this is like, you know, maybe a year, year and a half later. So mind you, sex is what's keeping us together. Not really tied at the soul, and I'll explain why. But so anyway, one night, everything's going good, and then my cycle hit, and he was still, like, trying to come on to me. And I'm like, you know, that's, because you hear about people doing stuff like that, and you're just like, oh, my God, that's nasty. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really want to do no mess like that. And, you know, it was like, you know, you get to fake it, and you're just like, okay, well, you know, I've never done no shit like that, but if we don't be together, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Not that there's a
compromise,
you know, one time for everything, because I don't just want y'all to go. Yeah, exactly. I don't want you to go out there and just try anything one time because that's the thing to do. No, you have to compromise. And so he went to the store, and back then they were selling those cups to where it's like thin like a condom, but once you put it in, it turns into like this little plastic cup. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're
talking
about.
I think they were called like e-cups. Okay. So anyway,
I showered
everything. And, you know, well, I showered and everything, and we ended up having sex. So the next day, he's still, like, wanting to, and then he even went, like, as far as trying to give me head while I was still on. And so I'm like, you know, like, now you're just going too far. And he started, like, being overprotective and just doing a whole lot of extra shit I've never seen him do. And I wasn't a Christian at the time, but I was still into church, so I didn't entertain voodoo rituals, you know, or the stories that I heard coming up. So not only were our souls connected, again, not tied, but they were connected, and at some point, we were bonded. And I said that we're still bonded because I don't do spells unless I really feel like my life is in danger or some shit like that. Like, I really, you know, I don't fuck around with spells. Like, the aftermath of that is too hectic to just be spelling people. Here, you get a spell, you get a spell. Nah, baby, because you get that shit back. So we don't talk as much, but I know, like, his soul is forever bonded and connected to mine, and he doesn't want to break them, and I feel like as long as we have no issues, I don't mind. And so it's a crazy thing, and that's, you know, it kind of made me feel like, and afterwards, you know, it was one of those things, like when I asked you, did you know of, you know, her history, or did she know yours, and it was like one of those things, I didn't know nothing about him, and he didn't know nothing about me. And so once we did become bonded, it was that crazy experience, the one that, you know, you shouldn't stay in, the first signs of that, like, you need to get out. And, you know, like you said, you fall in love with these people of who you think they are. You fall in love of what they show you to be, not who they really are. And so at that time, that shit was like you said, I would rather, you know, I'd rather rock that suit than to put myself through another situation like that.
You hear me?
That was crazy. Yeah, it's not worth it, people.
I wanted to speak on the whole sex ritual, because that's exactly what the hell it was.
Exactly.
I feel like that might have, that ain't shit. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody do that shit. Hell. If he wanted to eat it, you should have put a tampon in.
I've never
if
done
it. Me.
No, and he was just like, I'm going to eat around it. Like, no, you're not. Stop.
Girl, let me tell you something. That shit, that, I'm a crip when it comes to that. Everybody's scared of no blood. Nah, but see, that's different. And that's what I mean, intentional. I was going to speak on that, intentional soul ties. Like, me and baby, we might not think of, thought it was, you know, anything then because, like I said, I'm getting deeper into, I knew about it, but I don't think she did. I don't know. But, shit, we did it. We done it. And I feel like that's where the bond naturally came from because that shit there is real. You ain't lying. Like, it's really real. And it can go one or two ways. If you're not intended to stay with that person or you don't, you know, you're not, you know what I mean? That's not the aim of the relationship. If it's just sex, you better not do that shit with nobody. Shit, don't do it. Don't even try. Don't even think about it. Shit, make the motherfucker wait. Now, that relationship, I feel like when you're in a relationship and you plan on shit going as far as it's going and shit like that, hey, do what you do. If you feel like you want to be bonded to that person, be bonded to that person. There's nothing to it. And I want to say that instead of getting married, like with a courthouse and paperwork and all that bullshit, you know how I am, Lissa, like when it comes to these fake-ass documents and laws that come with it. Like, I don't want to be married like that. I want to be bonded. And that's what I told baby. You finna go natural. I'm finna take some of my hair and we gonna intertwine and we finna lock up like that. Do you, like, that's another form to me as that the blood form, like, shit, one way or another. It's the same thing. But you have to be ready to be actually bonded with the person that you're doing this shit with.
I agree. And I want to say, you know, Brandy and her husband, they had a spiritual marriage. You know, she was telling people they were married, and then he blasted her for not having the formal marriage. And I want people to know, like, that shit is just a piece of paper. Like, that does not determine what marriage is or what your marriage is going to be. Like, that paper does not hold no weight. But going back to what you said, like, once we did do the bonding, like, I wasn't really aware of it because, again, they say in order for something to work, you have to believe in it. And so at that time, I wasn't really into the magic because I know my great-grandma, she tampered with it, and she always told me, you know, don't do it unless you're ready, you know what I'm saying? And so I was never, like, into that. So when I did it, again, I wasn't a Christian, but I was in a church, so I was repenting and shit, you know what I'm saying? And so because you hear people that do stuff like this, and I just want people to know, like, again, if that's what you're doing and you and that person, y'all plan on being with each other, y'all going to rock out, that's cool, that's fine. If you do not plan on being with that person, or if that person does not, like, know, like, that type of shit exists, please stop doing that to people. Because I know a lot of people growing up that used to just do that to people, not knowing, like, you know, them not knowing what was really behind it. And you got to be careful with that shit because that person can take you out. And I don't want to get too deep into it and scare nobody, but that shit was a near-death experience more than once.
And I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that.
Yeah, I was a little crazy back then. But, yeah. That's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Back to the soul tie. Sorry.
Definitely. I wanted to ask you, do you believe you can be soul tied to friends?
Most definitely. Todd Mendoza, you know, that's my baby. I really didn't know that was a thing, again, at the time that he committed suicide. And so that shit killed me. And when I tell you, like, I died, pieces of me died that day I received that news. And, like, that shit is touchy, like, still to this day. And but, you know, the thing that I love about it, because when you really so tied to somebody, the shit, it never ends. And so even when I'm painting and I get to thinking, you know, like, I'll never be able to deal with this pain, it's starting to hurt again, and I just get to getting in not a mourning stage, but just vibrating real low, like, he'll visit me. And I love the birthday surprises. Like, years before the day of my solar return, we were in space. And I know this sounds funny. It's out there, but this shit was, like, so real. We were traveling to Mars, and this is around the time I wanted to apply to live on Mars. He been passed over many years, so this shit just was recent. And so out of nowhere, Todd, he started floating, you know, due to the gravity. And as he's turning upside down, he's flipping and he's saying, "Happy birthday, best friend." And then it just cut off, like, right there. And so then last year, you know, it wasn't on the 24th, but 3 days later, I was in a store. I was in Walmart, and I was just thinking, like, you know, because spirits, they visit me all the time. Like, I'm always welcome to my ancestors or, you know, people that passed over and I really fuck with. You can visit me anytime. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be on no bullshit.
Yeah.
I will send you away. But, you know what I'm saying? Come visit. He didn't come. And so I was in the store and I'm like, why the fuck has he not came to visit me? And so I don't know what the hell I was doing. But this man turned around, and he had Todd's whole face. And he said, "Hey, how's your day?" And I looked at him confused as fuck, and he told me, "A hey and a smile goes a long way." And he turned back around and walked off. That shit, shit like that be fucking me up. But being tied to a friend, it doesn't always go like ties or not, you know, because when you're tied to your friend, soul ties are like soulmates, and, you know, people only see it for the sex side, but it can be very platonic as well. So when we have friends, we are soul ties. I don't have many friends, like, because, bitch, I know when your soul is tainted. I can smell a stinky soul 100 miles away. So I already know if you want to fuck me, you want to fuck over me. And so I have friends for the fact when, you know, well, I believe that when you have friends, you're automatically soul tied because you're just not friends with just anybody. You're friends with people that are like you or, you know, they touch your soul in a way other people don't, or they would be your friend as well. So, but I don't know, but friends for real, like, your real friends, again, your souls are automatically tied to a certain extent. What about you?
Oh, my God. Yes. And to this day, I'm still sad about fucking up this friendship. I hate to name names because I don't know if it's okay with people, but I had a friend growing up, and this was my bestest fucking friend, girl. And I was such a fucking hoe. Now I'm able to talk about this and actually speak about it because I felt so guilty and wrong, and it was really just me being a teenager type shit. But so I messed with her brother, and it pissed her the fuck off. Like, this, like, literally cut me the fuck off. Like, no more. This girl, like, from elementary, bitch, all the way to fucking high school, like, 2009, I'm thinking. And, girl, I am still hurt. Like, we used to rollerblade together. She used to do my fucking hair. She was there when my baby, my first baby was born. Like, this was my dog, like, when we first got our first jobs type friends. And I still have yet to have a friend like this.
Bitch, I'm over here thinking hard, because I know your little group, and I'm just like, which one?
No, you're like from Ella, like the project, man.
I know, that's who I'm thinking of too. I'll text you later on it, but damn.
Yes, because if I say her name, then the brother gonna come out and all of this type shit. I don't know who's listening, but that happened. Whatever. and I'm still hurt. Like, we've spoken since then, you know, just, hey, you know, catching up a little. You know what I'm saying? It was all good vibes and all of that stuff, but I miss my friends.
So what's stopping y'all from being friends? I mean, I know you stated that y'all, you know, y'all topped it up here and there, but what's stopping y'all from rekindling that friendship from what it was? I mean, I know you're upset that I slept with your brother or whatever the case was, but can y'all not move past that? Are we not all grown? Or, I mean, did you want to tweet with me to why it's bothering you that I messed with your brother?
You know,
is that what it is?
Like,
I'm sorry if I'm just
It was kidding. Like, I think she felt like I used her, and I never fucked her brother in her mama's house. Like, that was just top-notch disrespect type shit. It wasn't after
kind of like you
school,
hanging
like,
around me
after
to get with
school,
my
probably,
brother.
Probably right before senior year, right before we graduated type shit. So, like, I kind of, you know, understood, but I didn't, because that's not what at all what the fuck that was. It was just some shit to be doing. Like I said, I done had my days back then, but I do miss my friends. I'm not going to not ever say that. But what's stopping us now, I don't think it's no hard feelings, bad blood type shit. We older, shit. Honestly, I don't even think, I'm not even consistent enough to be having, you know, I don't talk to people every day. I mean, I see stuff on the book and, you know, everything like that. I'm always rooting. You know, but I don't even feel like I'm consistent enough to even rekindle a friendship. You know what I'm saying? And then we have different beliefs, which I don't think that would have ever came but in between us, because she was just so motherfucking real. That was a real ass bitch. Everybody in junior high used to call us gay because we was so tight. We was fucking tight. It was just us two. And everybody used to call us gay before we was even having physically lose her virginity until we fucking graduated.
That's crazy. And I get what you're saying about, you know, because I feel like I'm one of these people now. Like, not that I don't care about falling out with people, but I just don't have that same energy to put into a friendship, you know, that probably could have been saved years ago, or just to, like, we too old for that. Like, we good, we cool, there's no beef. You know what I'm saying? I still want to see you eat, but, like, all that rekindling for me, like, I feel like the windows have closed. But, again, we can all be cordial. But I wanted to see, like, have you ever just had a friend that, you know, maybe it wasn't even on your end, it was they end, you still decide to be friends with them, but you can tell they got a stinky ass soul, like, they really don't fuck with you. Like, you know, it took me some time, and I hate that I never really just reacted off my first intention, because, you know, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, like, nah, she really fucked with me, you know what I'm saying? But then you get older, you realize you've had those friends that were only your friends because maybe y'all were going through the same situations, or maybe y'all were just party buddies, but you never really had a friend. But have you ever, like, been in a situation like that to where, you know what I'm saying, you got a friend, but she ain't really your friend, but it's not because of you?
Man, oh, wait, yeah. Yeah, plenty of them, too. It ain't no specific one. But I've done, you know, you realize when you get to doing, you know, more shit for that person, like, shit out of, not even out of materialistic ass shit, but, like, shit that could cost you your motherfucking life. You hear me? When you get to doing that type of shit and you realize they ain't never took that risk, you know, for you, or why was I really taking that risk for them? Why was I there? Why was I the one there type shit? But, yeah, and I feel like that's what kind of, you know, stepping back keep you distant. For real. I've had friends that, you know what I'm saying, shit. You know, when you go through things, a friend is a friend. You're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to be there regardless of what it is. You got friends that's fucked up, that – done fucked up shit or just fucking up at a moment. And, you know, you see a nigga in the same situation and motherfuckers break their back. You hear me? For the nigga. You hear me?
For the nigga. Not the kids or the friend, but the nigga.
Listen.
For real. And you know, it's so crazy that you said that, and I know it might seem like, y'all, we're getting off topic, but I want y'all to be aware there are four different types of soul ties. So you have business,
yes,
you have marriage, you have sexual, and you have friendship. So and with you saying that, you know what I'm saying, I want to say sometimes the best support is no support at all, because motherfuckers don't care if it's not them. And now, you know, I know this might be a little off topic, but it's kind of on topic because it's referring to the friendship part of soul ties, because when the school found out I was into girls, there was a lot of slick comments. You know, there were a lot of slick comments, but most of them were made by bitches that wear a dick now. So I already knew my coming out, because I didn't like try to say, no, this isn't true. You know what I'm saying? It was what it was. Like, I was really already caught. And so, I already knew, like, them, because, again, Darius read it to the whole varsity football team, and they came back the next day and told everybody. They might as well just announce it over
that's fucking annoying.
What is this, the PA system?
Annoying.
He is. He always been annoying. But, you know, it made a lot of people want to come out, or they were trying to, like, get me to experiment with them. So I found a lot of people wanting to be my friend for that reason. Have you ever had that happen to you? Like, they just want to be your friend because they hear that you gay, or they maybe want to come out or some shit like that?
Girl, I had a whole – no, wait. None of my friends are gay, for one. But –
not your current friends, probably, like new friends, new people. Like, did you get new people wanting to
no
be your friend because of
Lisa?
That? Oh.
There is no new friends, Lisa.
You ain't got no new friends?
I don't have no friends. I am in OKC. I don't get out. I work from home. Back in the day, like, when I first came out, I started in jail. But when I came back out, I was out. You know how gay boys are flamboyant? I was, I guess, stud buoyant. I'm really living in myself. Like, in junior high, I used to go to school, creased up and shit. Like, dressed like a tomboy. You remember? You fucking remember? Shit like that. I started doing these. And when that happened, do you know how many motherfuckers was, you know, we go out and all of that stuff, and, you know, it's a lot of motherfuckers that play gay just to look it, you know what I'm saying? And, yes, I've had that. It was never no, I ain't messed with a lot of girls, but you would think that from a lot of girls, females being around me. That was then. But I feel like that's sort of what you talking about. I ain't never just, you know, I made some friends, but I don't think the reason was because, you know, they wanted to experiment with me, but kind of like catch attention to other motherfuckers or some shit. Some I did experiment with, but I don't call them bitches friends because I don't fuck my friends at all. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. I guess so.
I'm not about to play with you. I don't know. That is funny because, like, I totally get what you're saying. Like, and that's how I really was. Like, I'm not going to mess with my friend. Like, if we say we this is what we really are. And you're not going to let what you hear about me or what you think about me entice you or make us anything that we not going to be. So I totally agree with you on that.
I don't even play like that.
But I wanted to ask you, do you think, have you ever been, well, probably now, like, what is your soul tie situation now?
I'm soul tied today. to be honest, and that's as simple as it gets. Like I said, I'm ready to be fully bonded with this hair ritual we're gonna perform when she's ready. I do truly believe that this is who I'm supposed to be climbing these levels with, man. I ain't never experienced this type of love from, you know, I ain't never even experienced this type of love from a man. You get what I mean? And that came first. Mm-hmm. So when you got somebody you can confide in, somebody that lets you be you, somebody that, you know, you can wake up 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the motherfucking sleep, laughing and joking. That's my type of motherfucking person. That's my soul right there. Shit. We click like Eve motherfucker, from music to feelings to all this shit. Like, I don't know. I don't see me being tied to nobody else in any kind of way.
That's deep, and I like that you said that, because, you know, a lot of people think negatively when you hear the word soul tied, but like, when you're soul tied to your twin flame, what it sounds like, you know, with you and they, like, it's for the better. Like you said, that's the person you're supposed to be climbing these heights with, and I like how you know, you always include her. It's never, you know, one without the other. And so, like, in all, like, being soul tied can be a beautiful thing. You just got to know whose soul you tied to.
Yes. Yep. Yep. You're not lying. You got to know it.
You know, I did see, you know, in the notes that you had about intentionally, you know, tying souls. And, you know, I thought that was really funny, just because, like, for me, spiritual men, they kind of be not scared, but they really don't fuck with me because they know. And I feel like everything I do, it comes from the soul. I feel like everything everybody does comes from the soul, whether they know it or not, which is equivalent to the affirmation of everything I touch turns to gold. And so I want to break this down, because I think it's really funny, because I just be doing some shit sometimes. And that's why I don't never just really be mad at people for the little facts that we go through, because I know I do a lot of stuff. And so throughout my life, I've been known to, like, snap souls. I tell myself, like, I used to just really do that. And as demonic as that sounds, like, you and I know we should never tamper with a person's soul if we have no intentions on being one. So while I was soul snatching, it was feed mine. It wasn't really used in an ill way. But it's kind of like being a succubus in human form for pleasure purposes only, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And so it was, like, all fun and games to see a motherfucker flip. Like, I used to get a kick out of that shit, to see a nigga rolling in the grass, just acting like he gonna hurt himself. Like, y'all, don't hate me. I used to get a kick out of stuff like that, and I would sit there and act like I didn't know why people would just be crazier, you know, like, try to go tell my mama on me. Like, I think that is the lamest shit somebody could do. Yeah. So, I felt like at that time, in order for them to have a soul when I was done with them, because I knew I wasn't going to want to be with them, I had to take it at that moment. And I know that sounds sick, but I really used to think like this. And so it was kind of like, if I had their soul while energy was being transferred, it wouldn't drain me of mine. So now that doesn't make it fair, you know, not at all. But I felt like I was paid back times 20, and it showed me why we only have one soul. Now, a soul can be split into many pieces as needed, but for, you know, your vessel, all it takes is one. So I learned that, but again, I wasn't tying them. I was trying to snatch the souls. It was back in my nymphomatic days. And so as I'm snatching them, I'm folding them because I don't really want to tie nobody's soul to mine. But then that's when, you know, years later, the bondage happened. So after that, I chill because, again, motherfucker almost killed me. So about 2.5 years ago, you know, this dude, I really used to hate him, like, hate him. And I hated him because he was too much like me. And he was associates with this young nigga I used to fuck with. And every time he came over, it was just like on some fuck shit. Now, you can't blame nobody for another nigga's actions, but he definitely influenced them. So, boom, years later, like maybe 10 years later, he hit me up. Like, you know, I got some weed, once you want, just make, you know, like, conversations, trying to build his clientele up. And, you know, as he's on his way, he say, I got some exos if you fuck around. And this is when I was just, like, a year, like, because, man, I popped exos for, like, a week straight one time. And so I was, like, a year off exos. So I was like, thank you, but no thank you. And, you know, the weed was fine, so I started getting sack from him here and there. But due to the dude I was bonded with, you know, he gave me weed for free, or you get a chunk of $20, you get a whole quarter. So, like, I really wasn't in need of no weed. So he was shy and respectful. He was still that sneaky person from years back, though. You could still feel it. And so he started hitting me up, like, just trying to check on me, seeing if I need anything, stuff like that. And so with him pulling up, like, every day or every other day, it was like a direct energy transfer. So we had a talk one night just about some random shit. And I was just like, in my head, it was back to those soul snatch days. I was like, yeah, I want to feel his energy. But I knew it was due to my sacral chakra being unbalanced. And so one day, my kids were at school. And this is while they were going to school in the building. And I told him, you know, you can go ahead and bring me some bread. You can even bring me the info. And so he was looking out for me like, you know, you don't fuck with him, don't start back type shit. And I was just like, you know what I'm saying? This time would be different because I did have self-control. Like, that was just a one-time thing. And so the four that he did bring over, like, I didn't even pop them. I only popped two and not at the same time. But that was over 2 years ago. And, yeah, I only got the desire to pop them. But anyway, that's the story. I'm always a half-dressed person, and it's not for attention. It's not for none of that. Like, I got kids. Like, I got a mom body. So, a mom body. Ain't that what they call it? So it's not for attention or no shit like that. I just, like, I know, like, we as beings, we're not supposed to wear cotton, and, you know, but we got to wear clothes because it's illegal. But they know how to stop the energy from being transferred. So, like, mm-hmm. when I do got the time, I am, you know, just a half-dressed person. So I tell them, you know, bring it in because I really didn't have nothing on but my robe. And I, in the area that we live in, I didn't want to go outside like that. Like, everybody left, right, across the street, everybody white. So then once them looking at me all crazy, and the door was open so I can watch. I was watching his reaction change as he, you know, as he was reading the message. And he just started smiling. He's smiling harder than a hoe, if I know, than what she's supposed to make by the end of the night. So he rang the doorbell, and I told him to come in. So he came in. You could tell he was nervous. And I wanted to say something, but he, at the end, he was just this respectful little person. He really didn't want to say nothing. So, you know me, I always got to be doing extra shit. And so as he was leaving, I texted him, and I was just like, I know this sounds so great, but I was just like, because you know when somebody wants to fuck you. So I was just like, why are you trying? Like, you don't want to fuck me. And I know he thought I was crazy, because a lot of people are like, you come off like crass ass. You know, shut up. So he was like, man, I ain't even pull off. Like, I wanted to be okay, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I was like, well, you know, come here. And so he tripped over the brick coming in the house, and he didn't know that I could see out the door. So I'm laughing, and the motherfucker just started like, ripping his clothes off, and I was just like, you know, really didn't do all that. And, yeah, he was, it was funny, but, you know, you went from being this to not being this, so I was just like, you know, I was, again, I wanted to just snatch a little piece of his soul. I really wasn't even trying to do nothing to him. I just really wanted to feel the energy. But it was funny because the motherfucker ended up snatching a piece of mine as I was taking his. And I thought that was, like, the funniest thing ever. And so not that I really intentionally wanted to lock our souls, but they are locked. And, you know, he wants a relationship, but I enjoy this being single. Like, I did enjoy that little twist that it did, you know, me snatching the souls and then somebody taking a piece of mine. But I wanted to see, like, outside of, you know, your current soul tied status, like, have you ever, like, accidentally tied your souls to anyone and didn't know it? Besides,
I still probably don't even know
too.
Right. I still don't even know it. But I think I done snatched a few souls my damn self. I know that for a fact. Just by, you know, motherfuckers, like you said, motherfuckers don't stop hitting you up. And now that I am so tied to my woman, that's a fucking problem. But,
yeah, because she looked like she beat people up, so they might not want to cause no problems with her. She looked like she stayed, like, ready to beat a bitch ass. Like, and I love that because quit playing with people. Everybody's not going to let you play with
them.
Yeah,
for real.
But I wanted to see,
for real, yeah.
You know, in snatching souls, like, how did you carry those? Like, how did you manage those? Because I know that shit can get hectic. How did that feel having more than one soul, like, at a time?
This, I had to learn to not fucking reply. Like, even if it's on, because some souls be snatching it don't even be when they somehow, you know, out of nowhere just pop back up and hit you up. You, that's, and it don't be on no, you know, I'm trying to fuck you, suck you, none of that. She don't give a fuck. She don't give a damn if you dying, hoe. You could be on with stage 4 cancer. Don't hit her bitch up. So, I had to learn to not fucking reply. The fuck? Self, like, I had to save the shit. Like, look, it ain't even no point in even you trying to get any advice. I don't give a damn if you're drowning. I can't teach you nothing about swimming. You got to find somebody else to do it because, baby, don't play that shit. And said, like, I can't reply. Simple as that. Anytime somebody hit me up from a soul tie, and I know that's what it is, but I have to, a lot of this shit I'm having to pass on to baby because she was unaware of, you know, what the fuck is going on. When I broke it down to her, she began to understand that, like, and even, too, I had to become trustworthy because at first I wasn't. She couldn't trust me because, like I said, I would reply and then try to hide it, bitch. It wasn't no balance and nothing because when you connected, really connected to somebody, they fucking know. And, bitch, wake up after sleep with a phone coming towards your motherfucking head. Oh, some shit that it wasn't even, you know, like that. So, like, I have to save myself, girl. Like, I don't, do not hit me up. I don't give a fuck on any social media. Don't secret message me, none of that shit. Because I'm showing her.
As you should. And, you know, I love that about you, too. And that leaves me, and this is my last question for you. I just wanted to see, I know you speak on, you know, you two going to do, you know, your union. And I know you stated when she's ready, y'all thinking this year, next year. And once you do the ceremony, the ritual, whichever one you would like to call it, when you do become bonded, would it be like, are you going to invite your family or is it just going to be private? Would it be, you know, between the two of you and the boys?
This would definitely be between us, our family, that we created, the boys and me and her. Like, I'm definitely going to call you right after, for sure. Other than that, no, because at that point, I feel like that's some energy that we need to retain within us. You get what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, you can, I respect that. Like, that's, you know, that's a private thing. I feel like if I do ever get married, it would be, you know, something private. Because even when you do invite people, they ain't always happy for you. But I think that,
right.
You know, beautiful. And, I mean, what else is left? I feel like you two have accomplished a lot together. The only thing else to do at this point is to become bonded. Not that you're not already bonded, but, you know, bond each other for life. But like,
yeah,
you are, like you said earlier, you know, y'all bitches better stay away because at that point, shit, she got every right to kill you, you fuck around. Right now,
mm-hmm.
You,
I'm still
going to
give her a ring.
And
I'm still
going to
give her a ring and everything.
Aww.
But I think the the fucking, you know, her going natural, her coming into her full motherfucking feminine, her divine energy, like, that is going to, I cannot fucking wait. I can't wait.
And when you say natural, do you, I wanted to see, like locks or just, like, in her natural state? Sorry if I'm in y'all business. But I want to see what you mean.
What do you mean?
When she becomes natural. Is she, I thought she,
oh,
she's
no,
not
no,
natural.
No. No, her femininity, like, her soft and gentle self and her woman. She just turned 25 and, you know, her stepping into her whole spiritual nature with me. Like,
it's
going to be a beautiful ceremony. We're going to definitely
I was
lock
taking
hair.
It as just by the hair.
Yeah, we lock in hair. We lock in, we lock in souls. We locking up the same night.
Y'all just gonna be locked up and locked up for life, right?
For sure.
I fuck with it. Well, we do got about, you know, 2 minutes before we close out. I just want to say, you know, I really did enjoy this topic. I never really spoke about the shit that I said tonight. So anybody that do try to get with me, you should know that, you know, I'm still working on the soul. So you might not want to fuck with me right now. But I wanted to see, Queen Rich, before we do close out, do you have any words or anything else you want to add to the show?
I just want to agree. I definitely needed to go ahead and let that out. You know, this is therapy. I've been missing it. I was pissed off yesterday. Now I feel better. Like, hey, we got it. I got it out. I needed that. Thank you all. Thank you, Lissa.
You're welcome. I don't know what you're thanking me for. I thank you for, you know, us thugging this out because yesterday I started to have a meltdown, but I told myself I'm going to have the best day. And it still turned out to be an okay day, and then we did get to come back today and finish the show. So it was definitely a blessing. But if that's, you know, all the words you have, I just want to remind you guys to come back Sunday, fuck with us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for a Frequency Sunday. And that is it for us, beautiful people. We are out. And until next time, continue to vibrate higher, and I love you all.
Around midnight, don't fall asleep. It'll just be me, me, me on a late night. That you can't believe. Jump in this BET. What you talking to me? Oh, you talking to me? Ooh, I talking to me like you wanted to. Ooh, I can take it like a you, you know. Doing long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping mess like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is go. When you say go, I will boom slow. To me like you want to, ooh. I could take it like a bro. Do a long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping ass like some Crisco.